This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel said Sunday it had withdrawn more soldiers from southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
The move leaves just one brigade, according to a spokesperson for the force on Sunday. They did not give details on reasons for withdrawing soldiers or the numbers involved. Since the start of the year, Israel has been reducing numbers in Gaza to relieve reservists. Ally Washington has been adding pressure to improve the humanitarian situation, especially after last week's killing of several aid workers. Meanwhile, Egypt is preparing to host a new round of talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Both Israel and Hamas said they would attend.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. A U.S.-based group is calling for a wider investigation into the Israeli strike that killed seven aid workers, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Celebrity chef and humanitarian Jose Andres was in tears as he spoke about the aid workers who lovingly made sure the displaced Palestinians in Gaza were getting food. And on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Andres called for a full investigation into the Israeli military conduct against his group and others.
This is not anymore about the seven men and women of World Central Kitchen that perish on this unfortunate event. This is happening way for too long. It's been 6 months of targeting anything that seems moves.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations top court is hearing a case Monday that seeks an end of German military and other aid to Israel. Nicaragua claims that Berlin is facilitating acts of genocide and breaches of international law in Gaza, where Israel's offensive has left more than 33,000 Palestinians dead. This is VOA News. Drones have attacked Ukraine's largest power plant. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma with more.
Officials at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant say the site was attacked on Sunday by Ukrainian military drones, including a strike on the dome of the plant's sixth power unit. According to the plant authorities, there was no critical damage or casualties, and radiation levels at the plant were normal after the strikes. Late on Sunday, however, Russia's state-owned nuclear agency said that three people had been wounded in the drone attacks. The International Atomic Energy Agency says its experts had been informed of the drone strike and that such detonation is consistent with IAEA observations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
International leaders continue to condemn Ecuador after police in the capital broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest a former vice president who had been granted political asylum. Details from VOA's Joel Ramsey.
The raid on Friday prompted Mexico's president to break off diplomatic relations with Ecuador. Diplomatic premises are considered foreign soil and untouchable under international treaties. Host country law enforcement agencies are not allowed to enter without the permission of the ambassador. Police broke through the external doors of the embassy to arrest the Ecuadorian former vice president who had been living there since December. He had sought asylum after being indicted on corruption charges and it had been granted hours earlier. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame has now blamed the inaction of the international community for allowing the 1994 genocide to happen, as Rwanda commemorated 30 years since an estimated 800,000 people were killed by government-backed extremists. Rwanda has shown strong recovery and economic growth in the years since, but scars remain, and there are questions about whether genuine reconciliation has been achieved under the long rule of Kagame, whose rebel movement stopped the genocide and seized power. Kagame is praised by many for bringing relative stability, but vilified by others for his intolerance of dissent. A crusading Brazilian Supreme Court justice is adding Elon Musk to an investigation over the dissemination of fake news and investigating him separately for alleged obstruction. The justice noted that Musk began a disinformation campaign regarding the top court's actions, including saying the social media platform X would cease to comply with the court orders to block certain accounts. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.